Now, can you help out Juan, please, Sean?
We hear a lot about sugar, salt, and fat. Is there a single worst culprit for bad health?
So, food, public enemy number one. What is it in your book, Sean, please?
Well, I'm really against viewing a single nutrients because, for a start, you need to have a healthy relationship with food. So if you sort of thinking about one type of food, then it leads to the thinking about good and bad foods, which isn't really a healthy way to view things. As I said before, food comes as packages and you want to take a whole diet approach because obviously sugar has been public enemy number one for probably the past couple of years. And that's led to so much confusion because not all sugar's the same. And really, the sugars that we should be worrying about are what we call free sugars or the sugars that are added. And that includes things like table sugars, but it also includes things like syrup, so agave syrup, maple syrup, date syrup. And fruit juice falls into that category as well. Sugar you find in the cell of fruit and vegetables, and lactose, which is the sugar that you find in milk and dairy products, that's absolutely fine. And I get people come to say to me, oh, I don't have yogurt because of all the sugar in it. Actually, about 5% of the sugar in yogurt is lactose. So if you're looking on the back of a yogurt, 100 grams, about 5 grams of that will be lactose. So it's about you need to have a mixture of nutrients, of fat, protein, carbohydrates.
What sort of amounts relatively of those? Well, because when I went to medical school, people used to say you should get, you know, maybe half the calories in the day should come from fats or something, and then maybe about a third from carbs, and then, you know, 20% from protein, something like that.
Yeah.
Does that still stand, or have we moved away from that?
Yeah, there's ways of looking at it. And if you're looking at population recommendations, if you're looking at basing it on calories, then it's still around 50% of calories from carbohydrates, about 30% from fat, and about 20% from protein. But that's population, so it varies so much from individual. But that's really doesn't help people. You know, you're not going to get your calculator out and work out that, like, carbs have got 4 calories per gram, so 50% of my energy, 100. So I think a much simpler way of it is thinking about when you're making up your plate, going back to having your half your plate fruit and vegetables, about a quarter some lean protein, and don't forget things like beans and pulses, and about a quarter for your plate. So we're talking probably about the size of your clenched fist of starchy carbohydrate, preferably high fibre, so things like whole grains, brown rice, brown pasta, potatoes with skins. Try and have some protein at every meal because your body likes it better if you spread it out through the day. Stay hydrated. With fat, you want to watch saturated fat, which is the one that can raise your cholesterol, and raised cholesterol is a risk for cardiovascular disease. But like I said, if you aim to have at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables, some starchy carbs, some fibre, and watch your portion size, that's the other thing.